Hey Aaron, this is Steven. Just wanted to say that we enjoy your journey that you're on with Opening Presence. You're becoming an amazing person. And we miss you down here in San Diego, but we're glad we get to hear you every week and hear the conversations you're having with these amazing people. From the Salah family, we just wanted to say,
we love you, Uncle Aaron.
Welcome to Opening Presence. My name is Aaron Robinson. Thank you so much for joining me in our celebration of 100 episodes. I don't know if I'm going to carry that same energy, but I feel like I have to kind of like lead with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one to celebrate things, not even birthdays. I don't like too much attention. I like doing my thing kind of in the cut. But I realize that in order to have a healthy exchange, I'm going to have to learn how to receive and to have more attention on me instead of just always giving. I need to learn how to, accept, palms open. But yeah, we're celebrating 100 episodes. I don't even know how the hell we got here. All I know is that we did it together. I wrote some notes. You know how I roll, but I don't do notes and I don't prep before any interviews or anything like that. I like to be in the moment. But due to the gravity of this podcast and or the significance of a milestone as such, I thought I'd write down a few things and kind of go over it, and we'll see what comes up spontaneously, because I know that there's going to be something that is valuable along this rambling solo cast. So here we go. How it all started. That's my number one. Thinking back about how this podcast started and the experiences that led up to in the state of the world, the state of where I was at, and luckily having had some experience like recording myself and knowing that I didn't have any more excuses. That was a very monumental point where I was just like, yo, like, are you going to do this thing that you've been tiptoeing around for years at this point and making excuses? And I think the thing that initiated me finally deciding was the state of the world, just seeing systems crumble and society kind of running around for answers and nobody having answers and people sharing things into, I guess they call it entertainment, but entertainment being masked as education of the masses. I was like, yo, like, why are all these people taking these other people's opinions as like the fact, as the truth, when it is so clearly being used to manipulate them? I saw a lot of fear. And I honestly became just tired of allowing other people's narratives to dictate how people feel about themselves. I felt like I was kind of on the sidelines for way too long, regardless of the outreach, like how many people this reaches or whatnot. I felt like other people's opinions that weren't really fully fleshed out or thought of and were kind of used to manipulate people were getting like a lot of attention. And not that this is an attention grabbing thing, but it was time for me to speak out and speak my truth and kind of remove myself from the limitations that I've placed upon myself throughout my entire life of figuring like, oh, I have to be this certain person in order to get what I need to fulfill my needs. I have to follow this structure that patriarchy and capitalism has kind of set for me. And this is kind of like an active rebellion against those structures that want to limit me, want to limit our expression of truth and connectedness to spirit and connectedness to to the divine, like all of that. Like this is an active rebellion against like limitations and actively moving towards healing ourselves and identifying and shedding a light upon the levers of growth that we all have within our lives. And that's what I kind of like felt as I started in recording my first ever episode. Like I remember exactly where I was, and it felt like I was embarking on something special at that point. I just knew that I was going to stick with it. That was the only thing. And I told myself, I was like, at 100 episodes, I will then start to think about monetization and branding and like getting it out to more people and all that kind of stuff. But for now, like, let's just focus on the process. And the process has been absolutely beautiful. So yeah, like it all started right as the pandemic started, and feeling that deep, deep call to speak truth in a world that was just giving us nothing but prepackaged speeches and just copy. Everything is just being hyper-processed information-wise, and people are afraid to speak the truth for fear of retribution. It's like, even I'm like, yo, like, are people going to come after me for saying something that doesn't fall in line with what everybody else is saying? And having to say, I have to say these things. I have to. Like, there's no more hiding. There's no more thinking that someone else has the answers, because I've done that shit, like sitting and allowing someone else to kind of take the shine or take the steering wheel and drive us. And it's like, yo, like, you're driving us off a cliff every fucking time. And like, I know I have direction. Like, I know I have vision. Like, why don't I take the wheel and hold on to it, and knowing and constantly reevaluating like what my intentions are. Like throughout this, it's like the intention is to seek truth and to experience the fullness and embodiment of our potential. That's the goal. And then along that path, being able to hopefully inspire others to do the same thing and engage with their lives in a similar manner, where we recognize and forgive past mistakes and are kind to ourselves and are able to move on and not take things so seriously and just learn our lessons. Like, that's it. Like, if we really embody and come to the understanding that we live one time, like, why not make it a beautiful, amazing life? Like, why the fuck not? That's kind of the point that I keep coming back to whenever I get distracted from the truth of the matter of like, yo, you're only doing this one time, so might as well make it dope. Something that I realized and that I wrote down that this podcast has been to me was that I'm essentially giving to others what I've always wanted in my life, was to be seen. When I sit down with the people that have been on the podcast and being able to witness their beauty and recognize their values and in their personal unique perspectives and have an appreciation for those ideas and contributions creatively or socially, or being able to share that personal growth. Like, that's all I've ever wanted. I think maybe from like parents or from like my dad, who didn't share a lot with me, but like just to be validated and be like, not even say validated, but just understood, like where it's like, oh, I understand where you're coming from. That makes sense to me. That's all I've ever truly wanted deep down, where I couldn't find it. And I thought I was like weird or like I was off base. There was like that little sense of doubt my whole entire life, because I had these like deep, and I thought I was articulating myself clearly in a lot of senses, but I don't think a lot of people around me had grown used to or grew up being able to like articulate non-physical experiences in such detail or project into the future where there's no tangible example, which is what I kind of feel like I do a lot of, is just like anticipating needs of others, anticipating, recognizing patterns and seeing like, oh, the next logical inflection of energy or sound or color or experience, somatic experience, is this. And it's kind of reminds me of that. That's what I kind of do. And when other people didn't speak that language and make me feel heard, I didn't have any sense of like confidence, because I was like, I started doubting myself when I was young and I didn't know how to validate myself. So in this podcast, having that curiosity of like, how do people arrive at conclusions and how do people navigate this world of hyper-consumption as an artist or as an entrepreneur or as a person, and the tools that they've used to come into their own knowing, that true inner knowing, and share the space and realize that we're never completed. We're always moving in a direction that we seek out for ourselves, but recognizing we are destroying like our paradigms and building new foundations and literally opening presence with one another, coming into new understandings. And I'm just super grateful for that opportunity and all of the people that have been on the podcast to share space with me and that felt like comfortable to sit and be open with me. It's like, that's something that I got from my mom, is like making everyone feel at home and to connect in a very like short proximity. A lot of the conversations on this podcast, that was our first time meeting. So a lot of the episodes was, we met organically, either like online or at an event or something. And this is just us getting to know each other. And that process of getting to know someone in a very short window, but then also recording the interaction, is like so much fun. Like, especially if somebody's bringing like energy or a new perspective and isn't shy about sharing, like that connection right there is the spark that like fuels me. Like, I love like that depth of connection and taking off the restrictor plates, not feeling like we need to protect ourselves. We could just disable the defense mechanism that happens in proximity with others, especially like in this world where intentions aren't so pure, or at least like we're taught to not have pure intentions and that everybody's out to get you and all that kind of stuff. But to connect early on and just be like, oh, I recognize your intentions early, and to surrender to what the space calls for, which is just openness and acceptance. That has been a very like rewarding experience to see that I can create space and serve others, but then also the capacity for others to hold space for myself. Because growing up, it was like a one-sided thing. It's like I would hold space, but the fact that there are so many capable and willing people in my life that can do it for me as well, and that can reciprocate. That's the other part of it, is the reciprocation. Also, one of the unforeseen contributions, many contributions of the guests of the podcast who I love and respect, is like the art from it. Like, if I didn't do the art myself, like I would ask all the artists/designers to either like give me a photo to use to create the art, or I would ask them to create the art. And like the willingness of everyone to like create covers and the different styles and the blending and the pure collaboration to create like something out of nothing is amazing. And it's like, I've invested so many hours just like creating flyers and covers, and I never grew up like being like, oh, I'm a graphic designer or anything like that. But it's like, I've spent hours and hours and hours and hours designing on Photoshop now, to where it's like, oh shit, I developed a style. I developed a flow. Like, I've developed as a graphic designer, and it was something that was like unforeseen. But then it's like, yo, like I'm a podcaster, like who knows how to do graphic design now, simply based off of like just getting shit done. Like, I don't have anybody like editing these things. Like, I record and edit all the audio, every single thing. And now I'm like looking back on it, and it's just like the dedication to a process and finding the process that feels good to us, that calls and asks a lot from us, but then also fills us at the same time. Sorry, I'm just like reflecting in real time of like what all of this means, where it's going, what it's giving to me, what I'm giving to you. Speaking of giving, a perspective that has like helped a lot over the last like couple of years is like asking myself, like, what can I give? in am I satisfied by what I am giving with the things that I'm creating in the world, and knowing that the intention is to deepen connection and to operate with a level of transparency and healthy boundaries. That question is always, it always removes the ego, because it places the attention on others, but it also like recognizes that we have something to give. Like, we have energy, we have perspective, we have love to give, and that's just inherent. Like, we are inherently loving people. We just need to be able to access it. So how am I going to give my love, and what form does my love take in the world? For me, it's like attention. Like, if I'm there and I'm present, like, that is my love. And my love is being receptive to what I'm hearing and what I'm feeling, and trusting that, and not feeling like I have to override or overpower or jump to a conclusion. Like, can I feel it all the way through? And then when that clear point of completion happens, then I can share my interpretation or build upon it, or to relish in the silence. But what can I give is a great place to remove any sort of expectation and get too far ahead. It's like, what can I give in this moment? I don't know. It's just something that frees us from having it to be something. Like, I didn't start this podcast to become popular or to be on Shade Room or World Star Hip Hop or anything like that. Like, it's gonna find the people that it's meant for at its own time. I'm not too concerned with that. It's the way that I'm connecting with what I'm giving, and the spaces that I'm able to create with people, and what we are giving together, and the graciousness that everyone has had to share their stories and shared a lot of intimate things, like very, very deep things, a lot of trauma, like a lot of bad experiences, but like the resilience of everyone to move past and through, because this is an opportunity to work through the things that we maybe haven't shared with anybody, and to make that connection and realize that, like, by us sharing, we're able to show other people that it's okay. It's like, we've gone through these same things too, and we're currently going through them too. So you're not alone in this journey. And just to show that you're not alone, what's better than that? To recognize and be at high level with somebody. What else do I have? The process. Like, I couldn't have imagined like a more me process. I don't know, like, just living life and just like being myself, and then just to be able to meet people, and then like the next week just send like a text or a calendar invite and be like, all right, we're gonna go meet at the park and spend some time together. Like, what? Like, that's so much fun. Like, and I realize, sidetrack, like, that I say like a lot. Like is my crutch in conversation, and I use it so much, and it doesn't have a purpose a lot of the times. I need to be more cognizant of using that word, because it kind of takes away from the clarity that I'm speaking with. As almost, I switched like with as almost, as if I am not certain. It's just giving a kind of a buffer to signify that, yeah, I don't really believe that, because I need to make it a comparison rather than a statement. I'm into growing into statements and matter of fact, and allowing it to change over time, but not having everything be as a comparison. But anyways, yes, this free-flowing, spontaneous process that fosters deep connection for me has been so much fun, because it's like I get to invest in the genuine connections. Like, these are all like my friends. Like, these are people that I consider friends, and that I'm that I admire, that have their unique stories and aesthetics that I think are dope. Like, I'm only seeking people to sit down with that I resonate with. Like, this isn't like, oh, let's just get as many episodes as possible. And it's like, no, we're just chilling and hanging out, and just to see how everyone shows up. And the willingness is a testament to myself and like the lessons that my mom taught me of how to be a welcoming presence in the lives of others. And like how quickly that happens is something that I'm like, yeah, that's my superpower, is bringing people to a sense of ease in a very real way, but in like a short proximity, in a short time. It's like, okay, like what are the levers to create homeostasis for myself and for others? And to be able to do that is a blessing. And yeah, that's all I hope to continue to do, is to be able to create these spaces and to improve on this craft and to speak with more interesting people and dive more into like the health and wellness place and talk to some of the people that I see as mentors and to learn more, but to allow it to come as it has, like these beautiful experiences just flow into my life, and to be able to bring my podcast equipment to other countries on the whim that I might meet somebody and have a great conversation and be able to record it. Like, I'm like, what? Like, that's the life that I want to create. Like, I want to be in Thailand. I will be in Thailand and have a conversation with like this sign maker that I follow on Instagram. Like, these things are happening, and to speak it into existence, like this is literally like magic, because a lot of the things that I've talked about here have become true, and I've learned to release a lot of the tension or the blockages that I've had, and just learn to just like love and accept and just be like, yeah, it's happening. It's always happening. If I allow it to happen, like, why not? Like, let's envision the best case scenario at all times and walk into that confidently, and make sure that we're breathing fully. And like, it's easy to say, it's another thing to practice, but the more we say, the more it becomes ingrained into our standard operating system. As I'm finally settling into this pod, because it sounded like a bunch of rambling before, but yeah, that's all the stuff that I have written down regarding the significance of 100 episodes. I'm just reflecting on like being able to sit down with my brother and Tone at Timothy Lake. I recorded 3 podcasts at Timothy Lake, like my sacred space. I recorded my last experience with my dog Rocco at Timothy Lake, and I remember just sitting, laying on my head on his belly and recording a podcast like next to the water. Just all of these experiences and being able to kind of like honor this existence and leave something behind. That's one thing that I feel a great sense of duty. If I ever have kids one day, like they're going to know that their father existed and had a perspective. That's something that I don't have or didn't learn from my father, because he doesn't speak a lot. He keeps a lot of things to himself. So I essentially don't know who my dad is. Like, he's never been an outspoken or authentic, truthful person. Like, he's telling us his truth without words, but it's like, the truth is that like you haven't worked past certain things. And I know that sounds like a judgment, but I'm just like, from my own experiences, I become locked down and bound to self and ego when I know I haven't addressed something, even though it's painful. So part of the motivation of this is that like, yo, you're going to know what my truth is. When it all said and done, like when I'm not here anymore, like this is going to exist, and I don't want there to be any questions about me. I want to answer any sort of question that this world has for me, and as far as like what I'm going to do here, what I'm meant to do here, what do I think about certain things, I don't want there to be just like this emptiness and a wonder. It's like, no, like while I'm here and I have the capacity to share and be open, it's like, I'm going to share. Just ask the question. Yeah, like these last couple of weeks have been wild, because I've been working on a lot of things that like mean something to me. And I've been able to kind of disconnect emotionally from the expectations of others or society or even my upbringing. The expectations of my upbringing. I've been able to like disconnect from the falsehoods and the things that kind of held me back from really, really like stepping into self fully and realizing that it's like, no, I don't need to do more. Like I'm already doing, I'm like respecting the amount of things that I'm participating in and realizing that the receiving part of it is the other half of it. And it's going to come in many different forms, monetarily, but it's also going to become, energetically and going back to what can I give? It's like, I know that I'm giving, what I'm here to give and, in whatever capacity that people are able to receive and then reciprocate, like I'm here for and I want to see it and welcome it all in. But letting go of the expectations and to see that I'm like, oh shit, like I'm producing like a video for an architecture company. Oh shit, I'm co-curating a dating experience at another hotel. I am doing meditation workshops with nonprofits and businesses and producing a podcast that drops every single week and continuing that expansion and like opening myself to new opportunities to create products and stuff. And a lot of the stuff is behind the scenes and to see things moving and not being stagnant and identifying what the process is of starting something and following through and realizing that like there are no rules. I always come back to there are no rules. And how do you hold ourselves, how do we hold ourselves accountable? Always coming back to that, but it's just like one step. And then like learning how like collaboration is such an important key to it. And I'm learning to collaborate with other people on other projects and create a workflow and a trust with people on different projects outside of the corporate model of fall in line. If you don't fall in line, like we're going to replace you or whatever. Defining what work looks like for myself is something that I grapple with a lot. Like there's a part of me that just wants the security and that just wants to be able to like go in, do the thing. And I haven't found that opportunity yet where it feels like it's aligned, where the values of somebody that of the people that I work with and the companies that I work with like are at a certain level where it's like I can trust that this is a truth and justice organization where ego and politics don't dominate. Because it's like I don't have a high tolerance for like BS, lying and manipulation and leveraging emotional energy against one another for status or credit or whatever. It's like, yo, it's like, can we just like operate in truth? But I definitely, I've seen and recognized like what it takes to like make something work. Like it requires more work. It requires a lot more work, but I'm willing to do it. That's the thing. It's like I'm here to make all of this work and to create the life that I'm proud to live and to like lay the groundwork and hopefully others can follow that path. And I'm not hiding anything. It's like, yo, like let's figure this stuff out. And luckily so many people have been on the pod to share their journeys and we're all just learning from one another. That's all this is. This is all there is. It's like 100 episodes just comes from starting the one. It literally started with one in my living room. And you can go back and listen to it. It didn't sound, actually, it probably sounds very comparable to this because this episode is just like all over the fucking place. But the first episode, like even like the intro, it's like I didn't know what I was doing. And I was just willing to step into it. And 2 years later, it's like we're here. Just taking that step, like what is the step that I need to take right now that's going to get me closer to where I want to go? Not where I want to go, but closer to where I want to go. Because I'm still not where I want to go, but I'm one step closer by dropping this today. thank you for listening, all of my beautiful listeners. I don't know a lot of you. I think a lot of people who listen to this podcast may be apprehensive as far as reaching out to me. But I implore you to reach out. I want to know what you think about the pod. What is something that you're getting from this or any of the conversations that I'm having with people? Like, I think that knowledge is really valuable. Your perspective is valuable. So let it be known in the comments, and let it be known in my DMs. Like, let it be known in your community, in your circles. Let it be known in your stories. Do a screenshot. Tag me. Like, this is a team effort. As you know, it's an organic process. Just trying to give value where I can. Just trying to grow, essentially. But yeah, I'm here with you guys. Yeah, I'm just reflecting. It's mostly an internal process, but I guess I'm making it external. So this Friday, we're going to be doing a party at Focus Group, vintage store on Hawthorne. I think the address is 3409 Southeast Hawthorne, but we're going to be doing a little celebratory party. Like I said, I don't really do a lot of celebrations, but 100 episodes seems like a just reason to get together and just talk. And this is the process that guided me on this journey in the first place. Was when I moved to Portland, I showed up to a bunch of events and I decided that I wanted to meet people and share my ideas. Like, that's how like this unique process started. And it's a great place to kind of start your own process or to invest in your process and to meet a lot of open people that have a lot to give and a lot of perspectives that we can all learn from. So if you're listening to this and listening to it before Friday, June 10th, 2022, come on down to Focus Group at 7 p.m. For this 100th episode party. Well, I'm done blabbering off. This is the 100th episode. I wish it was a lot more succinct, but it's not, and I'm 100% okay with that. Make sure to go to Apple and Spotify podcast to leave a 5-star review. Just know that I love you. I am super grateful for every single person that's taken the time to listen to this. Shout out to Curtis Seal, active listener of this podcast. My name is Aaron Robinson, and thank you all for listening to... Wait. No, before I end, I got to give a huge shout out to my mom, Lisa Robinson. I fucking love you. I miss you. Hi, my dog, Bubba Rocco, Bubba Jones. I love you. I miss you. My grandparents, Grandma Chico, Grandpa. Shout out to, this is a long list, Darlene, great grandma. Shout out to like just everyone that's in my family, like my nuclear family. I know that we went through a lot and we're always going through a lot, but like the trauma ends with Ryan and I. Shout out to my lovely brother, Ryan. I love you to death. Being that, the people who changed the trajectory of the lineage, that's our role and that's your role too. My name is Aaron Robinson, and thank you all for listening to Opening Presents.